Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8.
Take three. It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but yes. Now you have yourself, now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please!
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust?
WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT. WRCT. WRCT.
Living in fear, knowing when you lay down way I see it, we shouldn't see each other on Friday or Saturday. That way, we really want to see each other on the night of homecoming. Does that sound okay? This note is going to be really short because I didn't have a lot to say, and it's late and I'm tired. Well, this is it. Love always.
Would I sound stupid and ungracious if I asked what this is all about?
This is RFK Jr. telling you that the only thing more dangerous for your brain than Tylenol is wound liquor. Don't take either one.
Hello. It's Doc Anomia. Welcome to another fine edition of Wound Liquor, your very own program of the healing arts. And listen, is you old enough to remember written letters on Neo Papyrus? Recently, I got a letter, an actual letter from a friend, and I was just tickled to no end. It was just so fantastic. Now, I'm plenty old enough to remember when letter writing was a thing, and there were so many beautiful aspects of it that attended writing a letter and receiving a letter. You would put that letter in an envelope, a little vessel to travel all over, nationally or internationally. It would take a few days, internationally would take more, but it was amazing. And, you know, what was really cool with that is that once you got a letter, you had a part, a piece of that person's DNA. It was a sanguine thing. You really felt like you were in the presence of the writer. And you, as the receiver, noted different things. Like you noted possibly what they had eaten, because there would be stains on the letter. Could be. What the aromatics in the room had been. If they didn't purposely put it along with some sort of scent, and girls used to do that sometimes, romantically speaking. Other times you would get the stank of their rooms, you know? I mean, it was just really interesting. You'd open up the envelope and boom, the aromatic of that entity, of that setting. It was just wonderful. And very sobering sometimes, you know? Or very, very intoxicating sometimes, depending on what they were smoking at the time. But and most of all, their seismographic-like handwriting. Just great. I mean, you got a taste of the personality in terms of their script, their cursive. Now, I understand, and I know, having children, that cursive was not something and is not something that is taught anymore. And it's interesting because there are younger people who, when they see cursive, need someone to translate it as if it was hieroglyphics. So, I mean, if you are used to it, it's no problem. And if you are used to it, it is great because you can see something about that person's personality, the flourish of their handwriting. Crossing the T's, not crossing the T's, dotting the I's with smiley faces or hearts. Again, girls, romantic girls would do that. And I would imagine some guys too. I mean, it isn't just gender specific. It's just what was pretty typical back then. So it's a lost art. And the vestiges of it are quaint, and you know, when people come across that, younger people come across it, but honestly, it was just such a wonderful, wonderful task and an art. Letter writing was an art. It had could have a particular format, but it was just very honest. It would scratch things out, and I guess with email and text, I mean, you know, people misspell things, you know, automatic correction can happen or not happen, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's what we do, and it is the thing, but it ain't the same. You
You know, I think it's sort of like a functional autism. You can't really get most of the times where that person's coming from, because the attending sensations, the attending presence is gone. It's pretty cold-blooded. But anyway, I digress. I'll come back and I will tell you more. And if you know about the art and beauty of letter writing, you will nod in agreement, and it will probably create nostalgic waves for you. If not, you may be bored, so I don't really care. Enjoy the music.
limitations and experiment with time. Freeform Radio on WRCT.
Record Roulette with DJ Sideways. DJ Flipper. DJ, did you know? On Thursdays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Give vinyls from our record library a spin. Listen to Record Roulette Thursdays at 6 p.m. only on WRCD.
sun. You ask my reaction to long hair or beards on young people. Some great men have worn long hair and beards. George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. If to you long hair or a beard is a symbol of independence, if you believe in your heart that the principles of this country, our heritage, is worthy of this display of pride that all men shall remain free, that free men at all times will not inflict their personal limitations of achievement on others, to demand your own rights as well as the rights of others and be willing to fight for this right, you have my blessing. You ask that I not judge you merely as a teenager, to judge you on your own personal habits, abilities, and goals. This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers. If you will judge every human being on his own individual potential, I will do the same. You ask me if God is dead. This is a question each individual must answer within himself. Could a warm summer day, with all its brightness, all its sound, all its exhilarating breathiness, just happen? God is love. Remember that God is a guide and not a stormtrooper. Realize that many of the past and present generation, because of a well-intentioned but unjustifiable misconception, have attempted to legislate morality. This created part of the basis for your generation's need to rebel against our society. With this knowledge, perhaps your children will never ask, is God dead? I sometimes think much of mankind is attempting to work him to death. You ask my opinion of draft card burners. I would answer this way. All past wars have been dirty, unfair, immoral, bloody, and second-guessed. However, history has shown most of them necessary. If you doubt that our free enterprise system in the United States is worth protecting, if you doubt the principles upon which this country was founded, that we remain free to choose our religion, our individual endeavors, our method of government, if you doubt that each free individual in this great country should reap rewards commensurate only with his own effort, then it's doubtful you belong here. If you doubt that people to govern us should be selected by their desire to allow us to strive for any goal we feel capable of attaining, then it's doubtful you should participate in their selection. If you are not grateful to a country that gave your father the opportunity to work for his family, to give you the things you've had, and you do not feel pride enough to fight for your right to continue in this manner, then I assume the blame for your failure to recognize the true value of our birthright. I would remind you that your mother will love you no matter what you do, because she is a woman. And I love you too, son. But I also love our country and the principles for which we stand. And if you decide to burn your draft card, then burn your birth certificate at the same time. From that moment on, I have no son.
This is Donald Jessica Trump, and I'm not wearing any pants. Also, you're listening to
Dr. Anoia.
Hello, everyone. This is WRC Pittsburgh. All Things Folk is dedicated to traditional and contemporary music, folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana covering North America. Tune in Sundays, 2 to 5 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Coming up, the Echo Chamber. Hello, hello, is anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music together.
A краса сам не пропьет. Сон кромком дейт от мой там. ตาฟงได้ไหลอ่อยมันแม่นผู้พอวิเทอบายก็เลี้ยงเป็นกันเลี้ยงยังคงชอมันโดยเคล็ดน้อบอดแปลนบ้านจันเรียมมันโดยกุมารสวรรค์ไม่ชานังหานุมาน ราสาสมรวมแรงแน่งทลายรวมรวมที่สมัยพนมไปออกเพื่อทำเพื่อจองเพื่อขอเทวาเมตตาเพียงเป็นเป็นขอลูกใจ
Life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Yeah. yourself. Also, dig planet gyrating go-go girls dancing on a bed of nails. You can't miss it. It's tomorrow night in Copa City, fully air-conditioned and open from 8 to 1. In Miami Beach on Dade Boulevard near Alton Road, just over the Venetian Causeway. Copa City is out of this world!
Message I sent to Matt Kahn's email day before yesterday, day before I died of underachievement,
day before I
allocated,
dropped out,
efficiency.
What is the best day before I slit my wrist with a cursor,
chaser,
combination of goods,
day before I chant down
Scarsdale, Babylon,
scarcity, choice,
day before I said, okay, this is the best, combination,
where the curve flattens,
where the straight bends right,
you know my name, cuts through the low point of the right,
you know my name, is produced with the fewest inputs,
at a marginal cost of less is more than
more is better than less.
And I say it is, and he says, yes, yes.
Look at the graph.
No calculus? No. Where this meets this?
No.
More is better than less?
No. I say, oh. He says, see, this curves out this way. And I say, I guess I see how this works.
More is better than less.
He says, like an equation.
No algebra, no calculus. When marginal utility X equals declines, the more one consumes.
But you have to think like this.
More is better than less. More is better than less. And the paradox of value is that which is unnecessary is worth much more.
Like life is idolized.
And life is everywhere.
And life is cheap, right?
Yeah, life is cheap.
Statistics on the production of dead bodies in the United States.
I question why I send him email and he says he knows. He says he can graph it.
He says the treatment of violence is not yet profitable. You know why?
Incentives.
Two things to remember.
Supply and demand, and you always substitute away from the more expensive.
Why?
Away from the valuable.
Why?
Elasticity equals.
Don't you want a percent change over?
No.
Percent change over?
No.
Percent change over?
No. I him sent email and came this reply. Labor.
Capital.
Labor.
Capital.
Numerator, denominator, num, dominator, sum. Flip this over. Multiply by the square root of
WRCT Pittsburgh.
By a nation in a year. It's a production function. See what I mean?
Demand is otherwise nihil est.
That's Latin.
Inelastic, that is.
Domination.
Advantage.
Absolute. Domination.
Advantage.
Absolute.
When percent change Q.
Don't leave yet. Maybe you'll see it.
When percent change Q.
Don't leave yet. Maybe you'll get it.
When percent change Q is less than command send one,
then demand it does not change. Demand it does not change. Demand it does not change. Because there is no substitute.
Don't
leave me a message there, comma. Leave me a message here. Grasp the optimal demand. Is there really more and more scarcity? Count counterfactuals. What if X never occurred?